The answer is B, metastatic malignancy. This question is about eliminating multiple myeloma by seeing that the serum protein electrophoresis is unremarkable. That's the first step in diagnosis for multiple myeloma. We'd see an IgG M protein spike. Metastatic malignancy, we can get lytic lesions. USMLE wants you to know it's due to increased cytokine activity at bone due to the Mets entering the bone. Okay, so that factoid in and of itself is high yield. Avascular necrosis is classically of the hip. That can be Cushing's, sickle cell, leg calf, Perthes, Gaucher. Can also be of the scaphoid bone when you fall on an outstretched arm. Osteoporosis is not classically lytic lesions, just more diffusely decreased bone density, increased trabeculation. Renal osteodystrophy is going to be osteomalacia. Okay, vitamin D deficiency. They might describe pseudo fractures. That's it.